This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pope Francis took his message of the value of human life to an interreligious gathering in Rome Thursday. He exhorted that every human being is the greatest gift that God can give us. And he added that men and women of faith are called to defend life in all its stages and fundamental freedoms, such as freedom of conscience, thought, expression, and religion. The week following the canonization of Mother Teresa, two noted pro-abortion women, Nancy Pelosi and Gloria Steinem, are lining up diatribes on abortion to seemingly refocus attention on the abortions Mother Teresa so forcefully opposed. Nancy Pelosi is stumping for Planned Parenthood funding, and Gloria Steinem is touting the killing of the unborn as a fundamental human right. An editorial at Life News tells how Mother Teresa spent the last years of her life befriending Hillary Clinton in an effort to wrestle abortion advocacy away from the heart of Clinton, but to no avail. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Taking a page from David DeLayden and sneaking cameras into a pregnancy support center in Ireland, abortion-friendly journalists now say pro-life advocates lie. But these journalists only use pro-abortion talking points to verify truth. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.